now to that breaking news from this morning that police in Northern Ireland are investigating a serious assault on a top executive of Quinn Industrial Holdings. Gardaí on this side of the border also making inquiries. 50-year-old Kevin Lunny was hospitalised with a broken leg and facial injuries after he was abducted from his home and assaulted. It's the latest in a series of violent incidents that have plagued the business. On the line now, Deputy Editor of the Impartial Reporter, Rodney Edwards, who broke the story. Also, we'll hear from Tom Lyons, financial journalist with The Currency. Rodney, this sounds like a very serious incident. What's known about what happened?
Well, what we know so far is that Kevin Lunny, a director at Quinn Industrial Holdings, was driving home to Canale from his office in Derlin, right on the Fermanagh-Cavan border, when he was rammed off the road and abducted last night. So I understand the vehicle that he was driving and the vehicle that was used to ram him off the road were then set on fire, and smoke from the fire was spotted some distance away by locals. Now, those around Mr. Lunny, his friends, his family, his colleagues at Quinn Industrial Holdings, were told to fear the worst. And a major cross-border operation was launched with police forces from both sides of the border searching for him over several hours. So some hours later, Mr. Lunny was found badly beaten across the border in County Cavan. He was dumped at the side of the road by his attackers. He sustained a broken leg and a range of other very severe but non-life-threatening injuries, and he's now in hospital. I'm told that his colleagues are in a state of shock. His fellow colleagues at Quinn Industrial Holdings are still trying to come to terms with what happened last night. And the abduction and the assault, well, they've been described by the company as an outrageous attack on this father of six and on those 830 staff members who work at the company.
So you were saying at the outset, Rodney, that there was this period where people were told to fear the worst. I mean, it must have been an absolute ordeal for his family.
Well, I'm told they were fearing the worst. Yeah, they were told that it didn't look like it was going to have a positive outcome, and that this was a truly shocking incident. And you know, I spoke to some of the people around Mr. Lunny late last night, and they were in a state of shock, and as I say, they're still in a state of shock today. And even one of the directors, Adrian Barden, has released a statement, and he says that he is frustrated and angry that more has not been done to protect Kevin following this incident and a number of other incidents in recent years. And he's called for the police on both sides of the border to act quickly to prevent further attacks.
Yes, and he has said that they previously warned of the inevitability of serious injury and loss of life arising from these sustained and increasingly serious criminal attacks. And he's really putting it up to both the Gardaí on this side of the border and the PSNI to be more active.
That's right. Well, I'm told that centres around some piece of correspondence that the company received some time ago in which a threat was made, and in that threat it was quite clear that whoever sent it intended to do something a bit more serious than what had already been that's already taken place in this area in recent years. Now, the incidents that have taken place here have been incredibly serious. They've been incredibly worrying, and people have been shocked and appalled by them. In last November, for example, a serious arson attack occurred at the home of another executive, Dara O'Reilly, and he's the company's chief financial officer. And it happened shortly after he and his family had retired for the night at their home. And the incident involved a petrol torching of the family car, which was parked within feet of the home and was below the bedroom windows where Mr. O'Reilly and his wife and two children were situated. And that incident occurred weeks after a suspected arson attack was carried out at a tyre plant in Belturbet, again just right on the Fermanagh-Cavan border. And that factory was linked to the family of another Quinn senior executive. Before that, earlier at the early part of last year, two directors were assaulted in a local shop in Ballyconnell. One had boiling water thrown over him. So there has been a sustained period of intimidation and attacks on directors of Quinn Industrial Holdings over recent times. And even before that, you know, I've been reporting for years on the multitude of incidents that have occurred in the border region. And when you speak to Tom, and Tom as well has been reporting on them over the years too. But this particular incident last night just takes it up a notch, and that's something that
Tom Lyons is on the line. Tom, you've been following this. When did these incidents start, and what is the background to them?
Well, the incident, they would have gone back to 2015, where there would have been a series of Facebook and social media posts, which were very much targeting the management of Quinn Industrial Holdings. And at the same time, some people, or a group of people who appear to be highly professional and experienced, started a campaign. I mean, between 2015 and 2018, the company reported 30 incidences. Rodney's gone through some of the serious ones, but there's been other things like, you know, December 13, 2015, somebody went to the trouble of cutting off a pig's head and leaving it outside the chief executive's home. There's been bullet and funeral wreaths sent to ordinary workers who've been trying to carry out maintenance on wind farms, which are formerly part of the Quinn Group. So this has been something that has been sustained, persistent, but there has been no arrests and no convictions, despite the sheer number of attacks. And, you know, Rodney was saying about the state's attack taking it up a notch. I don't know, beyond murder, where you go from kidnapping and assaulting somebody so seriously.
Yeah, and how many people, Tom, are working at the plant there, Quinn Industrial Holdings?
There's over 800 people working there. So this is a huge amount of people. It in border areas, it's providing very valuable employment. And at the best of times, dealing with the challenge of Brexit, is incredibly serious economically, and yet you've got this sustained series of criminal attacks against the management of the company, which is, you know, just continuing to get worse and worse and worse. And we haven't seen any, there hasn't been any arrests.
Yes, and this company was set up in the wake of the collapse of Sean Quinn's empire during the recession. Is there any Quinn involvement at all, despite the name being still there, in the way the business is run now?
No, there isn't. And certainly Sean Quinn has spoken out against the attacks and said that he doesn't support them. He has been critical of the management in terms of how they're managing the business, but he hasn't gone beyond that. He's somebody who, after every attack, says this isn't being done in his name, and he doesn't wish for them to proceed. So I think there is a question mark around who's behind it. But the one thing we can say about them is that they are professional. They're aware of their surroundings. They're aware of CCTV. They're aware of how forensics work. And they've been able to carry out some 30 attacks without any repercussions to date.
And Rodney, what kind of what level of resources are being put into police efforts to get to the bottom of this?
Well, I know there was a huge police operation last night on the border, as I say, both sides of the border, and that it was involved in the search. But obviously, over the last number of years, as Tom has detailed, there's been so many incidents, and the police have been, you know, responding to those incidents, but there has yet to be one arrest. And I think that's the why so many people in the border area are angry this morning. We could have really easily been talking about the murder of a father of six for just doing his job. I mean, he was returning home last night to the family home to see his wife and children, and this happens, you know, within moments of arriving at his lane outside his home. So this could have been much more serious. And as Tom has said, and others have said, including some political wraps on this side of the border in the last number of hours.
Okay.
Look, the police need to look seriously at it.
My thanks to you both, Rodney Edwards, Deputy Editor at The Impartial Reporter, and Tom Lyons, Financial Journalist with The Currency. We'll take a break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.